This is a test. Okay. Go ahead and say something.
Scree yong. Oh.
Why does he sound like a donkey?
I don't know.
This is the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Godzilla's Revenge.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Godzilla's Revenge, 1971, which is also All Monsters Attack, 1969. It took 2 years for this to come to the States.
Complex translating.
Yeah. Man, I had such high... Like, the artwork on the poster...
Uh-huh.
And... When we talked about it, when we saw it, you know, we talked about it like it was like maybe like a month ago or something like that, and then the opening titles of this movie, I was like, oh my god, this is it, this is gonna be my favorite movie.
Uh-huh.
I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's a clip show.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like while I watched it with Stevie last night, and as I was watching it, I was thumbing through a book, or I was online or something, and it said, oh, this is touted by fans as the worst Godzilla movie ever. And, and I was like, oh no, I really like this movie. What does that say about me? Because I like this movie a lot, and I know it's bad, but me and Stevie sat there and laughed the whole time. I don't know. Like, I get it that it's bad, but this may be the Godzilla movie I watched the most.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell how it, like, this felt like, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, that looks familiar, but I don't know if it's familiar from the original movie that it was in, or it's familiar from, there's a lot of stuff that, even there's stuff that references stuff that we've done already on the podcast, but there's also stuff that I go, I've seen this, I remember this shot before, but it's like, what? Am I watching this because it's new in this movie? Or am I watching this because this is going to show up again when we start doing the movies that happened before this movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it turns out this movie uses the most recycled footage.
So much.
And
so much.
It says that this movie has the most amount of on-screen monsters.
Yeah, but some of it's just a blink.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, Anguirus is right over there. Oh, okay.
it was almost like kids are afraid of Godzilla movies. Let's make a movie just for the kids.
Yeah.
And we'll toss in the old footage because they probably haven't seen those scary movies. And we'll just have a kid narrate it.
Oh, I think something was there's something where in a way it was a way to appeal to children the way Gamera appealed to children.
Oh yeah.
I had read something about that where they were basically trying to pander to children.
But I did notice the first thing I noticed was because we haven't watched the movie yet with Kamacharis, I think. It's the praying mantis creatures.
Yeah.
But definitely that random bird from Godzilla versus the Sea Monster.
Yeah.
That shows up. I'm like, oh, I've seen that already.
Yeah, but you know what else I was thinking? That they were using some footage, was footage you'd seen, but some footage I felt like might have been footage that they had shot but didn't get edited. They didn't make it in the final cut.
Like alternate takes?
Yeah. Like, it seemed like there was different shots, different angles. Same thing with the sea monster.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, like I felt when the bird first came on, I was like going, oh, that bird's back again. But when he actually lights him on fire, I was like, oh no, I think that's how he died. But there's other clips, other parts of it that I was like, oh, maybe Did they just like bring the puppet back out, or did they already previously shoot all this stuff and they go, hey, let's use some of this other footage that we have?
Yeah, I can tell. They definitely re-edited that part with the bird, because I distinctly remember the bird getting fried and then landing and bouncing on the rocks a couple times, like hanging from the string funny.
Yeah.
They cut that a little bit quicker, but I think that was pretty much the same, but I couldn't tell. Like, but I still laugh the whole time and enjoyed it. It's such a weird movie. It's a really weird movie.
It's really weird. There's a lot that's really weird about it.
So on the last episode, you were talking about the old man, the mystical old man that knew about the guardian monsters, and you said he was in this movie.
Yeah.
Do you know who he played in this movie?
He's the Doc Brown of this movie.
Oh, so he's the toy maker.
He's the toy maker.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like the toy maker. I like the kid. I like the kid and the toy maker.
The kid had a Godzilla toy.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like this movie doesn't exist in a world where Godzilla's attack. Like, I feel like he's in our world where there's Godzilla movies.
Right.
And he dreams about Godzilla.
Oh, you think there are no monsters in that world at all?
I don't think so.
So he's just like this, because the kid is, first of all, the kid is explaining how Minya sounds to his friend.
Uh-huh.
He's like, which, by the way, is nothing like Minya ends up sounding.
Nope.
But it seemed like, so you're saying no one knows what the kid's talking about? He's just kind of like talking to himself, making up these people?
No, I have a feeling like he watches Godzilla movies, because you said he had a Godzilla toy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, I have Godzilla toys.
So you're saying he exists in movies.
Yeah.
And the kid's just fantasizing about going there.
Yeah, it's like Last Action Hero.
Okay.
Where the kid
is. Because there was this thing where he's talking to, like, reporters at the, like, you know, like at the end.
Yeah.
And he's just talking about how, you know, he was just, like, inspired by monsters. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of accept it. They don't seem to question it.
You sent me a clip by a text. It was the opening music for, I believe, the Japanese version.
Yeah.
The American version has different music.
Yeah, I went hunting it. I wanted to look for it. And it's just like someone recording it off the TV, too. It's not really great. Yeah. But because I loved the opening sequence. I thought the opening credits were so great. It really got me excited for the movie. Because there were so many monsters and so much, you know, fighting. In just the opening, I was going, oh, cool. This is going to be a good one.
Uh-huh. But then all the same footage happened during the movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a couple. I have the music, the Japanese music without the vocals. Mm-hmm. But then the American music is different. It's got, like, ghost and goblin sounds.
You think they covered up? Do you think they used the same thing and just kind of like hid the lyrics?
I don't know.
Where the lyrics go?
I have no idea. The one you sent me via text message was different than the one that plays at the beginning of the one I saw. I have an even third different version.
Mm.
So I don't know. When you saw the movie, did it say Godzilla's Revenge at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then yours probably had the music I heard.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Mine. I thought because it was clearly the American version when the one I saw, because it also said like it was like United Artists. It was listed as like that they present the Toho production kind of thing.
Uh huh.
And so I wasn't sure if they just basically took. It's always like sometimes where they do the thing, like they did it on like GMK, for example, where it's like they have the Japanese title card and then they just superimpose
The American one over it.
Yeah. But this one seemed like almost like they made their own opening. And so I just was wondering if this was just our opening or the opening that everyone got. And and then lo and behold, the the opening song is in the Japanese. If you're looking at like the subtitles and what they're saying, I go, "Oh, this is awesome."
Yeah, that's what took the 2 years to get that music.
Just to fix the opening.
Yeah.
So those are like the worst bullies ever, and by worst, I mean they're like bad at being bullies.
Yeah, they don't really. They pick on him kind of weird.
The thing where he says, like, he makes him give him the vacuum tube.
Uh-huh.
And he gives it to him, and then the other guys all cheer that he did it. And it wasn't that much of a struggle to get him to do it.
Uh-huh.
But the cheering was weird.
Did Ishiro's voice sound like Rudolph to you? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I mean... I didn't put that together now, but I can totally hear that in my memory.
I was trying to find out like if there's any voices, but there's like nothing on IMDb, so I have no idea.
There's a moment when you find out the kid's name is Gabara.
Yeah, Gabara.
And by the way, one thing I came across that. Originally, he was going to be called Gabara, uh-huh. G-E.
Okay.
B-A-R-A. But around 1969, there was a movie called Guevara about Che Guevara.
Oh. And
they didn't want to make it confusing. This is, so they changed him to Gabara instead.
Huh. What'd you think of Gabara?
Well, knowing that Gabra's in this, like knowing already ahead of time that this is the monster we're going to see in this one.
Uh-huh.
But also then knowing that the kid's name is Gabara, who's the bully.
Uh-huh.
I thought something was going to happen like in Pinocchio where they turned to donkeys, where the kid was going to turn into Gabara, because Gabara has that tuft of hair. Uh-huh. On the top of his head that I was like, maybe he's going to be a transformed human like in Swamp Thing. And it's just something's going to happen, yeah. And he's going to somehow become, you know, instead of being like a figurative representation of the bully, he was going to be like the literal bully that's been transformed.
It's just kind of, they're completely separate because it's all in his imagination, right? Everything is.
Yeah, it's all fantasy and dreams.
Gabra
yeah.
just made up based on his.
Yeah.
There's a fight, I mentioned this. Kamakaris, as soon as we first see Godzilla, when he first shows up to Monster Island, Ishiro, and he's fighting two praying mantis monsters, and Godzilla yeah. jacks him up.
Yeah, he flips him like a pro wrestler.
Uh huh, and then like lights him on fire.
Yeah,
and we haven't seen that movie yet, but.
Yeah, we haven't, awesome. But I really want to. Because like we had said last time, I do love the bugs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think the bug costumes are pretty great, and or puppets or whatever they end up being.
It's got to just be puppets. I don't think a guy could fit.
Yeah, because the legs are too skinny. But I like the way they make those. I like them a lot.
Manda, the tarantula, looked really good. I like the way he moved.
Yeah,
I thought the shot of the pulsating mouth. Looks suggestive.
You calling that a mouth? That wasn't the mouth.
I thought it was the mouth.
That's not where web comes from.
It was, but it was facing. Oh my gosh.
No, that's no. Funny. But yeah, it was very suggestive. but it was only like, first of all, it was an extreme close up of
a pulsating patch of fuzz.
That part of him. But then it cuts back to Godzilla's face, staring at it.
But it just
because it took so long.
Yeah. Just overall, there's a lot of crotch shots in this movie.
Yes.
Especially when Minya turns giant, he starts growing all the way to the point where it's just a shot of his crotch, and you see Ishiro between his legs behind him. And there's a few shots like that. There's shots of like fighting that are like done shot between the legs and stuff.
Yeah, the kid was rattling off names of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd see him be like, oh, that's so-and-so, so-and-so. And I was, like, trying to keep up with writing the names down and being like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I wrote, he's staring at his crotch butt for a long time. And then he gets shot in the eye with the web.
Yeah.
There's a moment of explanation where they're saying, they said, we're like, I think he asked, like, can Godzilla breathe underwater? Says they're like, yeah, he's strong underwater.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know that was.
And we just saw in our last episode, we saw that his heart could still beat underwater by itself. Right. So, yeah, I guess that adds up.
The other quick blink monster in this is Gorosaurus.
Uh-huh. It's just like a T-Rex, right?
Yeah, he's just basically like a T-Rex.
Who's the one? Shoot, I'm just going to mess it up anyway. There's one that's like a long, skinny dragon.
Was he in this?
Yeah, for like a shot. I forget his name. Maybe that's Manda. Great. I'm getting my monsters mixed up.
Oh, I think you're right.
Is Manda because the dragon?
Because I didn't want to question you.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like you know you've seen these more often than I have. Because I thought this is the part where the people listen to us who Manda is the sea serpent guy, the big long serpent.
Is Kermacris the tarantula?
No, you're right. Kermacris is still the praying mantises, but Kumanga.
Oh.
Is the spider.
Okay. These are all guys that show up and destroy all monsters in like the same capacity. Like they're barely in it and they get named really quick. So it's hard to keep those guys, keep track of those guys. I need an explanation on something and I don't know if you're going to be able to help me.
Okay.
So Ishiro's friend, you said Doc Brown, is a toy maker.
Yes.
And he makes a toy. There's a toy.
In the background?
It's pretty front and center.
Okay.
And it's a white glove that moves and says, support your local police. Do you have any idea what that means?
No. I missed that one.
It's when the... Okay, so there's the... So... There's these two thieves who've stole $50,000 in the real world. And so these detectives are going around the neighborhood just, you know, kind of asking questions. And they come into the toy maker's house and they look off to the side and there's like a crawling white glove on the dresser. And it just says, support your local police, support your local police, support your local police. And that's it. And I have no idea what that means. I don't know. I don't know if support your local police was a thing in the 60s. I don't understand why it's a moving glove. It's literally like those hands that you see at like Halloween with like the rope that like,
it just kind of goes around in a circle. Like, yeah.
It's like that, but it was a white glove.
Wow.
But it spoke.
I was like, I got impressed at the beginning with the flying saucer that was spinning in the background when you first did this.
That was cool.
I was like, oh, that looks cool. And then later you go, oh, wait, it's starting to slow down. You can kind of make out that it's just like a thing on a string.
Oh, it still looks cool, though. I like this computer with the tiger face on it. And it taught him all about whatever it was teaching him about.
I liked how in his first fantasy to get to Monster Island, he actually takes a flight.
Yeah, he takes an airplane.
A Pan-Am flight.
Yeah, and then everyone disappears, including the pilots. But the pilots are invisible.
Yeah, they're flying. The plane is still flying. Yeah.
But like ground control's still talking to him.
Yeah. I liked when he fell down the hole that Kamakras was still looking for him. But again, you got to deal with this thing, the fact that every single one of those is one Kamakras, even though there's three of them.
Yeah. It was like Rodan.
Yeah, exactly. So then, he falls down the hole. Kamakras walked by and then the vine comes down and gets pulled out. And this is our first time where we run into Minya, the human-sized, and speaks.
What's the voice? Is it Barney Fife? What is that voice? It sounds like something.
I don't know.
It's really goofy.
It's really goofy. I mean, yeah, and Minya is kind of like, yeah, and it's just so, it's so on the nose of being this loser Eeyore type of guy.
Well, he says he has no friends.
Yeah, yeah. He says, where is it? I'm just being lonesome because I got no friends.
What? I love this movie, dude. It's so stupid. And the thing is, like, we just, like, kind of just to give this away, like, the podcast a little bit, we record two at a time. Okay. And so last time when we were talking about Godzilla GMK, I knew that was going to be really serious. So I'm like, oh, let's do something that counters that. And so I thought of this one. But this has to be the stupidest movie. And like, as far as tone goes, is the complete opposite of Godzilla GMK.
Yeah.
Like, if you showed someone who never even heard of Godzilla, you showed them these two movies and you told them, oh yeah, that's the same character, they would have thought you were a crazy person. It's so stupid.
It's tricky sometimes doing them two at a time too, because it's like, I was like, oh shoot, it's twice I've confused the wrong movie.
Not this one.
Marathon ones. No, this is very this is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
So like where the kid says, hey, if you see me sleeping, don't wake me. Because I'll be visiting Monster Island.
Yeah. Stevie said, oh, he's laying on the floor again. He would go and just lay on the floor. I don't even know if he had a bed.
Well, yeah, but like, you saw their kitchen. There's the table where they just kind of like are on their knees around it. And the rice cooker was on the ground. That might just be, you know, maybe he does sleep on the floor.
I have a quote, and I believe it's from Minya.
Okay.
Watching a fight with Godzilla. And Minya, Godzilla does something to, I believe, Gabara. And Minya says, how do you like that, weirdo?
Oh, yeah.
I like that line a lot.
I wrote that down, too. I know I have the weirdo line in there. That's what he does is he... It's Minya, after Minya shoots his ring at him.
Oh, yeah.
He says it.
That's right.
Okay. Godzilla's really like a bad father in this.
Yeah.
He's like kind of father that's trying to turn his wussy kid into a fighter.
Uh-huh.
In fact, there's a part where Minya says that he's looking for me to teach me fighting.
Uh-huh.
And then they show what I'm guessing is the old clips of like Son of Godzilla or whatever.
Yeah. Where he steps on the tail.
And he keeps... And like, there's a part where, like, he's making him fight Gabara. Like, he's like, no, come on. Do this. Let's go. Gets really pushed. Even though Minya is so small compared to Gab.
Yeah.
And he gets... At one point, he gets rolled literally as a ball.
Down a hill. Where's that thing? Does that thing still exist? You think somewhere in Toho's... warehouse,
a Gabra, a rolling Minya ball.
Yeah, they should make that a toy. I'd roll that thing everywhere. So Minya, when he turns big, he just is a donkey, right? Is this the donkey sound?
Well, he stops speaking
English.
Yeah, I mean, or Japanese, depending, I guess, what you watch. But yeah, he completely goes into monster voice again. And yeah, so no, but he's got. It's a combination. He's got a light screeonk too, like a little like higher pitch screeonk, and he finishes with a donkey breath. Also, he doesn't have the power in his atomic breath yet, so he just shoots those rings. Although it was cool when it kind of went over the guy's head, like as if it was controlled.
Uh-huh.
But if you hurt him by stepping on his tail or knocking a stone on his tail, he will shoot real breath.
Yeah. It's more of a
But that will also make him Donkey Bray. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was one point where I could see Gabber's eye holes, like where the actor could see out the neck.
You know, that's what I thought I was looking at too. I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, oh, I think I can make out his eye holes. And so then I started trying to find Godzilla's eye holes. It just kind of, that's what became part of the game of watching this movie.
Looking for eye holes.
There's a part where the kid had says that he refers to what Minnie is doing, that he has to work with his father just like I do.
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of gave this whole thing like, oh, so this is basically Godzilla's job, is beating on monsters and destroying planes and stuff.
Yeah. Like he clocks out at the end of his shift.
Yeah, it's like, ah, there's no time to learn the family business.
When he gets
called over. Yeah, and that second time, the kid doesn't take off his headphones the whole time he's on the island.
I wanted his hat. I want to find a hat like that. His yellow trucker hat.
Yeah, I was trying to figure, like, I wanted to know what that hat was. I actually tried Googling it to see if I could. I couldn't figure it out. Because the other kid's wearing one, too.
Yeah, one of the bullies is wearing one.
Yeah, so I was like, what is this hat?
Gabra lands on his head.
Oh, he does.
Godzilla.
He lands hard on his head. Hard.
Yeah. And you forget that the actor's head's not right there.
Right.
So when it hits and it like kind of bends the neck, you're like, ooh. But I do like that Gabra has like this, he really only pulls it out once, where he can like create lightning out of his hands and arms and stuff.
Yeah, I like his horns glow pink.
Uh-huh.
And then he can electrocute people with his hands.
Yeah.
And it's very big to just like, it's like he likes to attack Minya at the top of his head. It's almost like that thing where like you hold your arm out and the guy can't reach you because you're holding his head away from you. Mm-hmm. The first time when the part where the kid is with Minya and Gabra comes over for the first time and the kid like asks him if he's going to fight him or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And Minya's response is, guy, no, I'm chicken. And the other kid goes, I know how that is. And he's like, why do you say that? And the kid's like, we both got a Gabara.
Yeah.
It seemed like when the kid gets kidnapped by the crooks.
Yep.
And he's doing that thing with the newspapers covering up the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just lose track of where that hole was? Because it seemed like they were standing, they were coming up to him. And then they weren't falling down the hole, and then later they suddenly fall down the hole.
I didn't notice. I wasn't keeping track of the hole.
And the kid, like, to get Minya to get up after he got basically beaten down, he does it by throwing a rock on him.
Yes. Are we just
the whole idea is throwing the rock is to suddenly hit them with the reflex so he blows the hot breath.
Uh-huh.
He was face down, so he should have just blown the hot breath straight into the ground, not gone up, turned, and then blown it.
Uh-huh. It's a very specific reflex.
What happened to the hole the kid covered?
I don't know. They pulled a knife on him. I thought that was crazy.
The kid is so weird. Why did he jump on that car like that?
That's what Stevie said. She's like, oh, he's going to start the alarm. And she's like, oh, wait, there weren't alarms.
He just jumps on it to read the sign.
He's kind of a spaz.
Yeah, he is. There's a brief moment of a plant that grabs the kid.
Yes.
Is that plant something?
No. No.
It's just Monster Island kind of stuff.
It's his imagination, and it was him kind of breaking from his dream.
It's to wake him up. Yeah, 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 right.
Yeah, but it caught me off guard. Like, I don't remember that. I'm like, oh, what's that? That's weird. Yeah. And then it never really came up again. It was essentially like if a dog was, or someone was licking his face in the dream, and he wakes up and it's a dog.
Yeah, right.
It's just someone was grabbing him while he was. But I don't really know. I liked it though. I thought it was kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
And really, really like kind of out of nowhere. Like it would have been neat if there's more stuff like that.
Right. If there was a plant thing, or even if it was something that would show up in another movie or something. Mm-hmm. The teeter totter move. That sends Gabbro flying.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Oh, I just found my note where it says I found myself looking for holes in the necks.
I don't have any more notes on this one. There's not really much like Godzilla lore.
I got that cook at that one little noodle stand. He's kind of like the Japanese Curly from the Three Stooges.
I'll have to go back and look.
But when I was like, after all this and the kid beats the bullies, he just becomes a jerk.
Yeah.
He does that. He has his dad earlier. Cover for him. Oh, by the way, that was the other thing. Uh-huh. He's running away. And he finds his dad at the front of the train, and he's running in place like he has to pee.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to lose my stride. And he just has his dad cover for him.
Yeah.
And his dad does.
He tells his dad, hey, if someone comes up, yeah. I did this, and tell him yeah. I'm sorry. And then he takes off.
Yeah.
But I guess that's him figuring out how to work with his dad, I guess. The way that Godzilla...
Yeah, and his dad had a yellow hat on, but it had a different... Didn't have the same logo. Because at first I was like, oh, maybe they all work for, like, the transit. Mm. Maybe there's just kids wearing their dad's, you know. But it's not the same. Yeah, so this isn't my favorite one. But I had just such high hopes at the beginning.
Your favorite opening credits?
And that first clip does make it makes me look forward to seeing some of these things that they use clips for and seeing originals. Like,
I don't remember the Camacris fight, so I'm wondering what that's from.
Because that one was more specific, too. It wasn't like Gorosaurus and Anguirus is just kind of like, yeah, it's like, oh, here's the representative shot for them.
Well, the quest to find your favorite maybe will happen next time. We are going to watch Gamera, Giant Monster, which is the first Gamera movie, which I haven't seen before.
It's good. Get a little something different.
Yeah. And then... Yeah, I really don't know anything about Gamera, so this will be a good intro.
I think it looks like Camacris is going to be in Son of Godzilla. I think that's where that fight's going to be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at the poster right now. I think I've only seen that one once. Mantises.
So hopefully there's more than just that one fight that we already saw. We'll have to save that for a much later time when we forget about the fights in this one. Anything else?
Nope.
Like I said, next episode, Gamera. And then, go to kaijupod.com and you can see all our previous episodes. And it has links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which is at kaijupod. And then until next time, I'm gonna go look for some neck holes.
Well, shoot, I wasn't ready. Until next time, don't wake me because I might be dreaming about Monster Island. We'll be right back.
Hey, computer, where is Monster Island? Hey, computer. Where is the island? Computer, go on. Yes? Yes? You take a jet? Take a jet to get there?